Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. Officials are fining a fishing boat operator and a captain 11.4 million NT. 30 tons of silky sharks and oceanic white-tip sharks were found on the Jingchang 6 when it stopped at Kaohsiung's Xiaogang Fishing Harbor on September 13th. Catching those species is illegal. The fisheries agency took away and destroyed the sharks. Those with an Australian passport can now use the e-gate system in Taiwan, and they can sign up free of charge. Officials say the change is part of a reciprocal agreement between Taipei and Canberra. ROC passport holders can use Australia's Arrivals Smart Gate system. In international news, senators from the Democratic and Republican parties still don't agree after seeing an FBI report into allegations of sexual misconduct. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Republicans like Utah's Orrin Hatch say the report shows no hint of misconduct by Brett Kavanaugh.
It's time to end the charade.
The FBI investigation looked into allegations of sexual misconduct. Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine says it didn't go far enough.
I'm not allowed to discuss it. The public can't see it. It's a complete sham.
Protesters were arrested at a Senate office building, including comedian Amy Schumer.
They cannot keep us down. We will win. A vote for Kavanaugh is a vote saying women don't matter.
Orrin Hatch says the Senate can't turn away Brett Kavanaugh.
He is going to be a great justice, perhaps one of the greatest we've ever had.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Puerto Rico's power company says people will get 15% off on their electric bills. The director of the Electric Power Authority says it is moving to use more natural gas, but he says prices could still go up if the cost of oil gets higher. People across Puerto Rico are struggling to recover from Hurricane Maria amid an economic crisis. Puerto Rico's power company holds more than $9 billion U.S. dollars in debt and is being privatized. And Nike has now joined EA Sports in expressing deep concern with the rape allegations against football star Cristiano Ronaldo. Nike has had a contract with the 33-year-old Ronaldo. The latest terms signed in 2016 are worth a reported $1 billion U.S. dollars, and Ronaldo has suggested that the deal was for life. But now Nike is troubled by the details emerging in a lawsuit filed last week in a Nevada state court by a woman who alleges that she was raped by Ronaldo in Las Vegas in 2009. The five-time World Player of the Year has denied the claim. Nike says it will continue to closely monitor the situation. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.